Earth Sky.
Welcome to Earth Sky 22, your weekly mix of science and great music from Austin, Texas. I'm Michael Brennan. This week, we're talking about the 2012 Doomsday Prophecies. The upcoming solstice on December 21st. Song of the Week is by The Shins, and we'll speak with an archaeologist and an expert on the ancient Maya and the Mayan calendar. Here's your scientist soundbite.
I have run across different religious leaders in the Maya area who believe that aliens are going to return, that there are going to be people from the Pleiades coming back, and that they are going to help us, enlighten us, and elevate us to a new level of consciousness.
That's Catherine Reese-Taylor, professor of Mayan archaeology at the University of Calgary in Canada. We'll speak with her in a few, but first, let's run through science news of the week with Emily Howard. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks, Mike. At the end of each year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, releases a report card on the state of the Arctic. In 2012, NOAA reports record low levels of sea ice present, lower than we've seen before since the satellite era began in 1979. The 2012 Arctic Report Card is a peer-reviewed report that consists of 141 authors from 15 countries.
The National Climatic Data Center released their climate report for the contiguous United States for the month of November. In this report, they mentioned that the average temperature for the contiguous U.S. for November 2012 was 44.1 degrees Fahrenheit, which was 2.1 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. The most stunning information from this report is that even if December brought upon record cold temperatures for the U.S., 2012 would still rank as the warmest year ever recorded in the contiguous United States. As of now, the United States as a whole is beating out 1998 as the warmest year ever recorded by approximately 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Anyone unfortunate enough to encounter a porcupine's quills knows that once they go in, they are extremely difficult to remove. Researchers at MIT and Brigham and Women's Hospital now hope to exploit the porcupine quill's unique properties to develop new types of adhesives, needles, and other medical devices. The researchers are now working on making quill-inspired adhesives from biodegradable materials, which could be broken down inside the body after they are no longer needed.
On December 12th, NASA released a Cassini spacecraft image of what they're calling a mini Nile on Saturn's largest moon, Titan. This is no dry riverbed. It appears to be filled with liquid, presumably ethane mixed with methane. You can check out NASA's image of this river on Saturn's moon Titan at EarthSky. That's Science News of the Week. This week's Song of the Week is No Way Down by The Shins. It's off the Spotify sessions curated by Jim Eno. Matt Kolecki caught up with Jim in his studio in Austin, Texas to talk about recording The Shins.
The thing about the Shin session is it had the most mayhem to it. I think it was, it felt like we were going to fall apart at any minute. You know, it was like just, but it was like a really good, fun vibe. Yeah, it was like 10 in the morning and it just sort of seemed like everyone had like maybe 4 cups of coffee before they came in. But No Way Down, to me, there were just so many weird sounds and things that they did that just sort of blew me away. Like at the very top, there's this sort of little yell happens, and that was just totally random. James would come in and he would have like, you know, be super excited about it, and it'd be like, wow, these are like totally new versions. And so they really felt like it really showcases those songs at that point of time. The reason he said it's like a different version of the song is just because of its evolution over them playing it live and with different players, and they're coming up with parts and stuff, and you finally hear how it all sounds together. Hi, this is Jim from Spoon and Public Hi-Fi, and you're listening to Earth Sky 22.
Thank you.
dishwater world they said was lemonade. Walk with me after the show. Maybe we can find a way.
That was No Way Down by The Shins, off the Spotify Sessions, curated by Jim Eno. We're EarthSky, broadcast on over 1,200 stations worldwide, including Voice of America. Deborah Bird is here to talk about the December solstice. Deborah, I hear the world is going to end.
Well, hopefully by the time you hear this, it'll be after December 21st and the world won't have ended. So you'll know for sure that it's not actually going to end. But yeah, so I understand, Mike, you're doing the show this week on doomsday stuff. And, you know, personally, I'll be glad when this solstice goes by because we've just heard nothing but doomsday chatter on our website all this month.
All this year, even.
Yeah, all this year, but definitely for sure all this month. So people are kind of getting anxious about it. And, you know, as far as we can see, there's absolutely nothing to be anxious about.
Okay, so what can you tell us what is going to happen on December 21st?
Well, there is a real astronomical event. There's a solstice on December 21st. The solstice happens at 11:12 Universal Time, and that's the time in London. That means it's going to be 5:12 a.m. Central Standard Time on December 21st when this solstice occurs. And so what that means is that the sun is at its southernmost point in our sky. And that's an event that happens once every year, always in December. You know, for us in the Northern Hemisphere, it means that the days are at their shortest and the nights are at their longest. It kind of marks a turning of the year. So after the December 21st solstice, for us in the Northern Hemisphere, the days start getting longer again. And, you know I always notice that after Christmas, you'll start to notice that the sun is setting later, and that's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people throughout history have noticed that. People are always glad. It's kind of primal to feel good about the sun returning. And I think it'll be especially good this year in 2012 to see those days of light coming again and the new year coming.
Yeah, definitely. So I've also heard that the planets are going to be aligned on this day. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely none whatsoever. There is absolutely no truth to that. I mean, we just have no clue where these things come from. But there, you know, we've really looked at this from every possible angle. You know, what do they mean by align? Like, are the planets going to be stretched out across the sky? And the answer to that is no. There's no time in the month of December when you would be able to see all the planets, all the visible planets, at once in the sky. And we're talking about the bright planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. Those are the planets you can see with your eye. And there was a time earlier in December when they were all possible to see in the course of a single night, but they were never all in the sky at the same time. So they're not aligned in that sense. They're not aligned in the sense of, you know, beads on a string going out from the sun with Earth somehow one of the beads on this string. That's absolutely positively not happening in December 2012. And in fact, that never happens. So the planets do, you know, if you look at the solar system from the top down, if you looked from the direction north down on the solar system and you could have this big, big view of the solar system, you would see the planets making all kinds of different patterns with respect to each other. And, you know, here in December 2012, they're making some kind of pattern with respect to each other, as they always are. But there's just nothing about that pattern that looks like a line.
Right.
So we're scratching our heads over that one. They're not aligning. There's no sense in which they're aligning. And you can't even see them all. So,
okay.
Hey.
How about the sun crossing the galactic plane? I've heard that is another rumor going around.
And that's another head scratcher for the astronomical community, because in fact, according to estimates of astronomers, we crossed over the galactic plane 3 million years ago. And let's talk about what that means. So, you know, we live in a solar system and that's our sun and planets. Our solar system is part of the Milky Way galaxy, and the galaxy consists of hundreds of billions of stars. many of them like our sun. So the galaxy is flat and round, kind of like a pancake. And our sun does move up and down with respect to that flat plane of the galaxy. 3 million years ago, we did cross the plane of the galaxy, and we're now moving away from the plane of the galaxy, not toward the plane of the galaxy. It's thought that we won't cross the galactic plane again for another 30 million years. So I don't know where this idea came from that we're going to cross the galactic plane in December of 2012. It's just not true. At earthsky.org, we have a couple of different posts on both of these things, the planets not aligning and the sun not crossing the galactic plane, and we show pictures of where the planets really are and where the sun really is with respect to the plane of the galaxy. So come to earthsky.org and search for alignment of planets December 2012 or sun crossing galactic plane December 2012 and check out those pictures.
Okay, so the December 21st, 2012 solstice, just another solstice.
That's right, just another solstice, Mike, and hey, a time to celebrate.
Yeah,
it's definitely. It's going to start getting light again. Longer days, yay!
Well, thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Mike.
Earth Sky's Deborah Bird, and we're Earth Sky, a clear voice for science. Earth Sky. We love hearing from you on Facebook. Please share your thoughts and skywatching photos. And head over to earthsky.org to get your 2013 lunar calendar. December 21st, 2012 is the day some people believe the world will end. These widely circulated doomsday prophecies supposedly originate from writings made by the ancient Mayan people. Jorge Salazar spoke with archaeologist Catherine Reese Taylor about what archaeologists know about the Mayan calendar and the 2012 doomsday prophecies.
Dr. Reese Taylor, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now tell us some, what are the important facts that people should know about 2012 and the Mayan calendar?
Well, I think that what people should know about 2012 is that it is a date that is basically something that we created in the West, that the Maya did not predict the end of the world or even a huge transformation in the way that we're conceiving of it today. 2012 is a phenomena that came about through different kinds of grassroots spiritual movements and some interpretation of Maya writing that happened prior to really understanding what the glyphs were saying. It's an interesting phenomena, but there is no archaeological basis for this phenomena, and the Maya calendar does not really predict it ending in 2012.
Many people seem to be pointing to an ancient carving called the Tortuguero Monument 6 as being a source of prophecies about this year that supposedly has a lot of significance, 2012. Tell us more about this carving. What do scientists know about it, and what does it say?
Tortuguero Monument 6 is a monument that was carved during the late Classic period, which is from approximately 600 to 800 A.D., and the monument has probably around 80 glyphs, 80 different phrases or words or sentences on the monument. So it's quite a long inscription. The very final 8 glyphs of the monument literally are the only ones that deal with the future date, 2012, in any real way. Of the hundreds of inscriptions that we have from the Maya area, those particular glyphs say that this date, which happens to be a date in the mile-long count, 13000, will happen. And on that day, this particular deity will descend because he is the patron deity of something called period endings. Period endings are long cycles of time that end. So the Maya have a Catun, which is 20 years, and it's kind of like our decade, and they certainly have these 400-year periods, of which one is ending on December 21st, 2012. And this patron deity is going to descend because he is the patron deity that's going to oversee all the ceremonies that happen on this particular day. That is all that the Maya say about 2012 on December 21st.
Did you leave out the part about the end of the world?
No, because they actually didn't say that. Nowhere did the Maya say at any point in time that the world will end. They don't even say that their calendar will end and that it's going to restart. The Maya and many inscriptions talk about dates far into the future. They have a date that is at 4772 A.D., more than twice as far ahead of us as 2012 is from our year one. So they have long, long periods of time in the future, and they do not conceive of the world ending or even the calendar restarting at that time. So the Maya really didn't concern themselves with this date nearly as much as we do now in the 21st century.
You've said that there are real effects the 2012 phenomenon has had on people living today in Latin America. Would you like to tell us what you meant by that?
The Maya today have access to computers and the World Wide Web, and they also have TV and satellite TV and cable and all of the different kinds of documentaries that we're seeing on the Discovery Channel are also translated into Spanish and shown in Latin America. And so people are trying to look at everything that's going on in particularly North America and understand it in terms of their own worldview. So different religious leaders are incorporating aspects of the 2012 prophecies into their teaching in some very interesting ways. I have run across different religious leaders in the Maya area who believe that aliens are going to return, that there are going to be people from the Pleiades coming back, and that they are going to help us, enlighten us, and elevate us to a new level of consciousness. I don't think there's anything wrong with elevating the consciousness of the planet, but I do think that there is some kind of dangers in projecting this notion of aliens returning, asteroids returning and hitting the Earth. So I think it's important for science to clearly speak up and say there are no asteroids headed for the Earth. There is no Jupiter-sized planet that is hurtling towards us. We have way bigger things to worry about with what we're doing to the planet than to be scared of any of these doomsday prophecies coming true.
That was Professor of Mayan Archaeology, Catherine Reese Taylor, speaking with Jorge Salazar. That's our show. Thanks for joining us. This week's show was recorded in Earth Sky Studio in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Special thanks to our contributors, The Shins, Mother Falcon, Jim Eno and Spotify, Matthew Kolecki, The Black and White Years, 100 Flowers, and Sleep Good. For more information on the science or the music that you heard on this week's program, visit earthsky.org. Until next week, be good to one another. I'm Michael Brennan. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
There are too many artists, too much art, and not enough genius, I believe. Science is the art of the next age. There are so many artists, too much hype, and not enough reason, I'm afraid. Silence is the song of the next age. But what we don't know won't hurt us. What we don't know won't keep us up at night. What we don't know won't hurt us. But we don't know, but we don't know, but we don't. What you don't know won't hurt ya. What you don't know won't end it there.